the very high profile matter of the political parties in Northern Ireland being banned from being excluded from the national election debates, right? So the first thing I would say is that we asked the BBC to come on to the programme today. The BBC is refusing to do so. Now, this is the same BBC who is threatening to empty chair political parties who don't turn up to their debates. And what does the BBC do? It doesn't turn up to their own debates.
Well, I think the BBC should be sending a representative on. Most people are blaming the broadcasters, not just the BBC, for this. The analysis, I think, among most people who are keeping an eye on politics is that the broadcasters wanted to have Nigel Farage on the panel because they thought he was box office and it might increase viewing figures. And then when David Cameron saw that, he thought, well, I don't want to be put in the par with Ivan with him because he's only got one MP. And he objected, as he has a right to do as PM. So that's the origin of the problems, as far as I can see. Now it's growing like Topsy. Every party wants anyone who's one MP.
I'll share some of the detail because we've had sight. The BBC has given us a letter that Rick Bailey, who's the chief advisor for politics with the BBC, has written to Peter Robinson explaining the BBC's position. But just in the context of what the BBC and the other broadcasters are threatening to do, which is empty chair those politicians who do not partake in the BBC debate. Let's remind ourselves that people in Northern Ireland, the licence fee payers in Northern Ireland, some of them have expected the BBC to put a human voice on this and to come to a BBC Northern Ireland programme and explain to the people in Northern Ireland why their political representatives have been excluded from that national debate. So in the context of the BBC threatening to empty chair politicians, let's just give you the equivalent of the BBC deciding that they couldn't find one of any of their managers to front up today. Yeah, and if there is a technical problem or if the transmitter does go down because there's silence, it would be because not one BBC manager could engage with the BBC Northern Ireland audience about why their political representatives have not been included in that national debate. They have sent through a statement and they have also provided a letter, Liam, to us. And Rick Bailey, the Chief Advisor of Politics, sets out some of the BBC's position in this, Liam. And he says the following. He says, there is a distinct separation between the party political structure of Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. So at the general election, the larger Northern Ireland parties are, in the main, competing for votes with each other. In other words, the DUP, Sinn Féin, the UUP, the SDLP and the Alliance, their main rivals, therefore, says Rick, are not the larger UK parties. Has he got a point?
Perhaps with the main rivals, but I mean it's wrong to say UK politics don't impinge here. I mean UKIP stands here; they're going to get a bounce out of being out of Nigel Farage if he's on the election broadcast, and if the DUP and the SDLP and the rest aren't, then they'll be denied it. However, I think what the broadcaster should be thinking about is trimming it back because I mean you're going to have panels going to be far too big. Stephen, you're a chairman yourself. How could you handle that number of people? Make sure they all get equal time or the time proportionate to a vote or whatever you're going to do. It'd be very difficult.
Yeah. Rick Bailey continues in this letter to Peter Robinson, and he says to include all the larger Northern Ireland parties would entail a debate with more than 10 participants, which would be unwieldy and would diminish the value of the debate to the UK wide audience. That's the point you're making, Liam. He then says, it is true that the party political structure of Northern Ireland is not entirely separate from the rest of the UK. And he cites the Conservatives, UKIP and the Green Party of Northern Ireland are planning to stand candidates in Northern Ireland. However, he says, none of these parties has evidence of substantial electoral support in Northern Ireland. So that's what they're hanging this on.
Well, I think it's... I mean, they're hunting around for an argument. I mean, they're looking for an excuse to expand the panel, but not expand it too far. And indeed, if you, I mean, I can see the point of view in a sense. If you bring on Nigel Farage, it possibly will push up viewing figures to see him arguing with David Cameron. But if you put on all the Northern Ireland parties and have 10 or 11 people, it probably won't put up viewing figures. I would have thought there'd be a bit of a switch off.
Okay, Liam, thank you very much indeed. And again, in the spirit of this programme treating the BBC in the same way that we treat any of the organisations that we deal with every single day of the week here on The Nolan Show. We will go back to the BBC again about their failure to provide a human being, a voice to engage with you, the people who pay their salaries, who pay the BBC wages, who pay the BBC licence fee. So we will go back to the BBC again. We will go back with a list of specific questions for the BBC. And on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, at the very top of the show, if they have refused to provide a human voice, if they've refused to address the very specific questions that we're asking on your behalf, we will empty chair the BBC, and we will empty chair the BBC management team, like they are threatening to empty chair politicians who don't turn up to their debates. And that's a cast iron guarantee that we will give you this morning as to how we will treat the BBC.